The fate of your state auditor is now in the hands of a jury. Troy Kelly is the man elected to purge government of waste, corruption, and fraud, and he is charged with fraud and tax evasion and money laundering. Before becoming state auditor, Kelly ran a real estate service company. Prosecutors allege he stole millions of dollars from customers. His trial at the federal courthouse in Tacoma wrapped up yesterday. Our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, has been covering the trial. He told me how prosecutors laid out their case against Kelly.
Basically, what they allege is that over several years, Troy Kelly collected millions of dollars in homeowner fees that were passed along to him by his escrow company clients who had collected that money at property closings with their clients. And rather than refunding excess dollars, the allegation is that he actually initially did refund that money and then later started pocketing it. And over the course of several years, amassed about $3.5 million in three different bank accounts.
Troy Kelly's defense said the case ought to be viewed as a rotten onion. How did they try to sell Kelly's innocence to the jury?
They tried to sell his innocence by saying a couple of things. One, that this was a case that came about not because some victim came to prosecutors or the FBI and said, look, I was victimized, go after this guy. They pointed out that this came about because Troy Kelly ran for state auditor and his opponent, as part of a political attack on him, brought some of his past business dealings and a civil lawsuit to light, and that's really what triggered a lot of these questions. And so they basically said this was a top-down prosecution that was focused more on getting an indictment and getting a conviction than getting to the truth. And in that sense, defense attorney Angelo Calfo said it's a rotten onion that needs to be tossed out.
You said that the bar for convicting Troy Kelly is going to be high. Why is that?
Well, it is because, you know, this isn't like a classic, you know, bank robbery case or even a classic white-collar kind of crime where you've got victims who were, you know, clearly stolen from or bilked. Because the reality is you do pay these fees willingly, I guess is the right word, when you close a real estate deal. You sign at the bottom of the closing statement saying you understand and you're paying these fees. So the money leaves the hands of the homeowners and goes to the escrow company and then goes to Troy Kelly, and it gets a little bit complicated about whose money was it, what was the role of the escrow companies. They were sort of the pass-throughs. You know, prosecutors will say, don't get too bogged down in those details, that this is pretty simple. It wasn't his to keep. He stole it. He tried to hide it. He tried to evade paying taxes on it, and he needs to be held to account for it. But the defense is certainly doubling down on the idea that this isn't sort of your classic crime.
Austin Jenkins, what surprised you the most about this trial?
You know, I think what surprised me most is that this is the elected state auditor on trial, and yet you could have sat in that courtroom for the last 6 weeks and have almost no awareness of that fact. Essentially, it looked like a, you know, suburban Tacoma dad on trial, not the state auditor. The jury was not frequently reminded by either side of his elected office or even the fact that he's a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard. That did come up a little bit. But really, this trial was very separate from his public office. And to some extent, that makes sense because he's not accused of public corruption. These alleged crimes happened prior to his being elected state auditor. But it really was not like this was a politician on trial.
And what could happen to Troy Kelly if he gets convicted?
If convicted, he faces the potential for federal prison time. I mean, the stakes are very high for him. A felony conviction would automatically vacate his office. He would no longer be the state auditor, and Governor Inslee would appoint somebody until the next election. But it also bears noting that from day one, from the day he was indicted, Troy Kelly has maintained that he will be vindicated. But he has also said that even if he walks away from this and is found not guilty, he does not plan to run for re-election as state auditor this year.
Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent, joining us from the federal courthouse in Tacoma, where jury deliberations started today in the Troy Kelly case. The state auditor charged on 15 counts, including fraud and tax evasion. This is KUOW's The Record.